all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
All I need to know about you. All you got to do is fill in the blank. 1-800-330-9999. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I am fresh back from Disney. And here's the thing. If you get your group of nine people up at 5:50 a.m. so you can be the first people at Animal Kingdom so early, 2 hours before rope drop, that you don't even have to pay for parking because the staff isn't there. That's all I need to know about you.
Thanks for the photo, by the way, too.
Oh, wait, it's
empty incredible. Parking lot.
It's incredible.
Completely empty.
The best part is that my cousin Angela looked over to myself, and she's the same level of crazy as I am,
yeah.
You know? And she looked over, and she goes, oh, wait, we got to write down where we parked. I go, Ange, we're the only two cars in this lot. We're the first two spots. I go, right. There's no way we can't find our car. We
right,
just
when
walk
you walk out,
out
the exit, you're literally there. Right on top of your vehicle.
And the reason why we did it is because we couldn't get a quote, fast pass. If this means nothing to you, then God bless you for not having to know this nonsense. Mm. But we couldn't get it for the new Pandora Avatar ride, so we wanted to make sure we were the first ones there to get on it.
Right. Of course,
so we figure
right.
If we show up 2 hours before the park opens.
Hey, that's a good plan.
And then as we're standing there, camped out, in the dark, because the sun hasn't risen yet, I looked over at her, and I go, you realize that our kids will never grow up normal. Like, they don't have a shot with us as mothers.
It's a revealing moment.
Yeah.
Right.
But the best part is our husbands, they just go along with it. They're
right.
Like, all right.
Do whatever you say.
Yeah.
Sure.
5:30 right. In the morning, yeah, let's get up and go to Animal Kingdom. No
right.
Problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a jump on it.
Right.
I mean, if you convince yourself that you're going to, right, did it work? That's the biggest question.
Yep.
Did it work?
Yep. You know, by the time we got there, I can't go on the ride because I'm
sure.
Pregnant.
Right.
But they all got on the ride. They were the first ones on it. And, I mean, of course, the staff.
You didn't have to shoulder block anybody out of the way
no.
To get to that line either?
No, we got yelled at. We got yelled at for running through the park.
Wow.
Ladies! And my husband's like, you can't even walk. You're 6.5 months pregnant. They're like, stop running.
I saw the size of that double stroller. Maybe put you in one side and
listen,
then push you there.
You need some defense in Disney World. You bring a double stroller because you'll take some people out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
She says to me when she walks in here earlier today, she goes, nobody respects the double stroller. And I'm
no
thinking
one.
To myself, double strollers don't respect anybody's ankle.
If you get clipped by that
I've seen
thing,
that
I mean,
thing, right.
I almost you're out for a week.
I almost got into a fight with a woman on the ferry at Magic Kingdom over the double stroller.
Oh,
we'll save that story for later. Let's leave it at that.
I got one for you. If you constantly park in front of somebody's mailbox on an otherwise empty street, that's all I need to know about you. It drives me insane. And it's guests of my house or it's people visiting other people or whatever, too. It drives me equally nuts. Actually, I think it makes me angrier when it's somebody that's at my house. I walk in, I'm just like, thanks for respecting my mail. Not. I'm waiting on something,
I didn't
man.
Want anything delivered today. It's
right.
Fine.
Come on with that.
It's fine.
Producer Christian.
Well, it's something that I've wanted to see for a very, very long time. Paint thrown on somebody's car.
Mm.
Oh.
If you do something that requires paint to be thrown on your car, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't even want to know what could possibly be.
That's a relationship.
And the tires look slashed, too.
It's clearly a relationship
yeah,
gone
somebody
bad.
Wasn't,
not good.
Somebody wasn't faithful. All right. If you want to chime in,
right.
Call us. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, it's all I need to know about you.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.